Can you believe Bob's Discount Furniture opened 35 years ago? Back in 1991, landlines ruled the day. You could not binge watch your favorite shows, and podcasts were science fiction. A lot has changed since then, but Bob's is still doing things the Bob's way, bringing you top-tier style and features at 90s-era prices. Need to kick back? The Sedona Power Reclining Sofa is the ultimate relaxation station. Packed with genuine leather, power recline, built-in charging, cup holders, and Bob-a-pedic seating for just $12.99. You can even pair it with a matching love seat and recliner. And if you love hosting, the Homeworks dining set is built for summer parties with tons of hidden storage in the table and bench, plus comfy Bob-a-pedic foam for only $6.99. And don't miss the best-selling Cascade bedroom set. It features a trendy, reeded design, USB ports, felt line drawers, and three gorgeous finishes at only $2.50 per piece. Stop in this Labor Day weekend to celebrate 35 years of Bob's Discount Furniture.
A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between thinking about photography school and selling your portraits online. It's the difference between giving away those cookies you just made for free and running your cookie empire. A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between having a movie reviewing hobby and a movie reviewing career. Squarespace, because no matter what you're into, a website makes it real. Use offer code THEDIFFERENCE for 30% off every plan. Terms and conditions apply.
If you're the type of person who wants data, not assumptions, Prenuvo's whole body scan gives you a deep understanding of your health. Screen for over 500 conditions, including many cancers, autoimmune disorders, neurodegenerative diseases, and more. Add blood panels to test over 80 biomarkers, and you've got information about your body you may never have had before. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
Well, Ryan Minkoff, you might remember that name if you're a fan of high school hockey here in the Twin Cities. Played for Benilde and then went on, had a career in, went on to college, played at University of Washington. And now he's an author, and he's got a great book out now that's perfect for this time of year, especially if you've got a young daughter who's playing hockey or thinking about playing hockey. The book is called Nora's Hockey Dream, and the author is Ryan Minkoff, and he joins us right now. Ryan, thank you so much. Let me ask you this to start. At what point in your hockey career did you say, you know what, I like to write, and when this hockey thing is done, I think I might take this up full time?
That's a good question. I can't say I planned it at all. It was just kind of happenstance and experiences in the sport. I wrote a hockey memoir last year that was on my career, kind of growing up in Minnesota, and obviously I played in Finland after college, so I had a windy road. But I wrote this children's book when I was in Finland playing, and I was volunteering in schools with basically going over helping with English and U.S. culture teaching, and I was trying to think about, like, when I was 10 and in school, and some person would come in to a presentation, and I would really wouldn't remember anything to say. All I remembered is, oh, I got a picture with the person, or they signed my notebook. So I was thinking about that, and like how I could make a legitimate impact going into these schools. So that's how I got the children's book idea. Now we're 2 years later, so here we are.
And tell me about Nora's Hockey Dream and how you think it could inspire some young girls and even their parents.
Yeah. So that's what the book's all about. It's based on my sister. She grew up playing hockey also in Minnesota. So I kind of was able to follow her path, and she had to play through with the Boys Association through about 10 or so, and that's a huge part of a girls' hockey player's story, usually. Mm-hmm. Obviously, that's changing as time goes, and it's cool to see. But there's inspiring parts about that in the book, and my my mom was the manager of the Minnesota Whitecaps when they first started. And I grew up around all those players. And at the time, like half the team was on the U.S. Olympic team. Like Julie Chu, Angela Ruggiero, Jenny Potter, like Winnie Brode, obviously, is still there. Like these players were big time, and they were really playing for no money, and they were just trying to find a way to keep training so they could be ready for U.S. events. And that was just a big impactful time in my life, and they really showed their passion for the sport, even though they weren't really getting any recognition or any fame or money out of it. So that's what the story is all about, and it's definitely an inspiring read and about kind of overcoming challenges and reaching your goals.
Let me ask you this. Going through writing your memoir and then writing a children's book, is it easier to write a children's book, or does it provide is it more challenging?
Well, it's definitely a different writing style. I would say children's book is a little easier for me in terms of the writing. The hardest part with children's books is illustrations. I can't draw to save my life, so I had to outsource that to my illustrator in Germany. But that's the toughest part.
How did we get your book, Nora's Hockey Dream? How do we get it?
Yeah, so the publisher, you can go to the publisher's website on mascotbooks.com. You can also on Amazon, Barnes & Noble. But I'll be in Minnesota, actually, this weekend, and next week I'll be at the University of Minnesota women's games this weekend, and also the Whitecaps games, selling books if you want to show up, and I'll also be at the Wild game next Thursday. So online, or if you happen to go to those games.
Very cool. Ryan, thank you so much for the time. Congratulations on the success on the ice and off, and great work with this book, and I'm sure a lot of people will be picking it up. Thanks so much for the time today.
Awesome. Thank you. I appreciate it.
You bet. Ryan Minkoff. The new book is called Nora's Hockey Dream. It's a kid's book, especially for those young hockey players you have at home. Great stuff. We appreciate his time. Hopefully Ryan's going to be traveling safe Friday night, because it is going to start snowing tomorrow afternoon and could be a big snowfall. Paul Douglas. Yes. Oh, boy, is right. Paul Douglas coming up. News Talk 830 WCCO. He's coming up next. We'll talk about this winter storm watch in effect on News Talk 830 WCCO.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
What you're listening to presumably doesn't suck, so neither should your sound system. Sonos lets you listen seamlessly from room to room. Same great sound, expertly tuned, astonishingly clear. It's not magic, but it's not not magic.